Downtown Anchorage bustles on the first Friday evening of every month. Art and wine connoisseurs scamper over the ice between the many art gallery openings. February's first Friday saw a Celtic edition. Susie's Woolies was crammed with fiddlers and Guinness lovers. It was the first in a series of fundraising parties leading up to this May's 5th annual Anchorage Irish Music Festival. Woolies shop owner Susie Perry is also a board member of the nonprofit Alaska Irish Music Festival Incorporated. She is excited about the festival's continual growth.
We've had Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill up here 4 times now. Kevin Burke's been up here. We get a lot of people from Ireland come over to play music.
This year's headliner is the nationally known band Cherish the Ladies.
They've won Best Traditional Band a couple times. They're from the East Coast, and they're, most of them are first-generation Irish girls. There are 7 of them in the band, and they play Carnegie Hall.
Other Celtic cultural events dot the path between now and the festival. Blondie's Downtown Cafe hosts Irish dances every Wednesday night. The Afternoon in Ireland Heritage Showcase happens every March.
And that should be really a great show. If anybody wants to go, they better get tickets quick, because it was sold out last year.
Perry feels that Susie's Woolies or Spinard's Micmac shop are the best sources of information on local Celtic events. The owners of the two shops have been friends for 20 years.
We send customers back and forth all the time. She sells a lot of different things than I do. We sell mostly sweaters. She does a lot of gifts from Ireland and Scotland, potteries and glass and stuff like that.
Valerie, a UAA returning student, often attends musical events the two shops advertise.
Some people probably come just for the enjoyment of the music and the entertainment. Then there are the accomplished musicians, and I'm somewhere in the masses that fall in between, trying, dabbling.
She feels that participants are welcome regardless of their ethnicity.
I'm not full-blooded Irish, although my grandmother's relatives, I'm told, have a castle in Ireland.
For KRUA News, this has been Fred McFrontier reporting.